Thank you for calling Travelonga Summit. Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know your party's extension, please dial in now. For our company director.
Transferring your call.
Hello.
Hey, Bevan. Mike here with Huff and Mazer.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Well, I just was confirming I left you a text message probably about 10 minutes ago, and I was looking to check if you're still available for the call we had for today.
Can we do it to, let me see, I don't know. Today's really, I mean, just this week is really bad. Can we do it for next week?
Next week? Yeah, for sure. So just to confirm, I mean, is there any more features that your team has suggested? Did you, you know, have that conversation with your team? So I can, you know, probably before we meet next week, I can send you a proposal as well.
I mean, it's more on the lines of what is it the monthly cost is going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's
you know, the ongoing costs and stuff like that.
Right. I think that's going to be pretty simple for you, especially in your case, because the app is not too huge, right? And like I mentioned, it's probably about, you know, maximum $1,000 a year for the hosting service. Say, you know, give or take about $100 a month. And on top of that, I suppose you would need maintenance in the sense that, you know, if you need any kind of updates to anything that cannot be maintained from the back end. But otherwise, I don't even think you'd need maintenance at a second thought because, you know, like I said, we'll be giving you an admin panel. So that cost is not going to be there as well. All the other costs that I mentioned in the last email that I sent out to you, did you get a chance to look at it, by the way?
Yes.
Right, so these are costs that are as needed, that are as needed basis, right? For example, you need any kind of enhancements. Of course, there could be a second phase of development in the future. Like I said, the whole idea with building an app is that, you know, it lays a foundation for you for the next sets of development. So that's going to come according to your requirements and according to when you want to get going. But otherwise, there's nothing like a fixed cost or there's nothing like an overhead cost. Except for the hosting service that you need to keep the app up and running.
Right. How much is usually the hosting? You do that, you recommend somebody?
Yeah, like I said, we will be pointing you in the right direction. There's AWS by Amazon. There's, you know, DigitalOcean. So we tell you which one's the best according to your, you know, the framework that we're using, according to your application and its feature set. And like I said, you know, it's going to be less than $1,000 a year for sure. So it's not going to be more than that. Could be $500, could be, you know, $600-$700. Usually these hostings come at, you know, as use basis, right? So if you have like a lot of users on the application doing a lot of things, then, you know, it's going to be costly. But starting out, you probably would be looking at about $500 a year in terms of hosting.
So $40 a month?
Just about that, yep.
Okay, so someone like DigitalOcean, they allow that?
I'm sorry, allow what?
Basically, they'll host the site?
Yeah, they are the hosting
provider. They'll host the app?
Mm-hmm. They are the hosting providers. You have to purchase a service with them. I mean, you need to start your service with them, sign up with them, and give us the account so we can deploy the application for you. And from there, it's going to be a yearly charge that you pay based upon, in fact, a monthly charge that you pay based upon, you know, the usage of the application and usage of the hosting service that you're using with them. I reckon at start, you wouldn't even have a lot of users on the application because, you know, coming back to the same conversation we had last time, it's not a commercial application at least as yet, right? You're not getting users to attract to your business. They're going to be your existing clientele and people from your own organization using the admin panel. Except that, I mean, if we're not even looking at too many users, so I don't see this as going to be, you know, a significant cost at your end, even as far as the you know, the hosting cost is concerned.
Right. All right. That sounds good. Okay. What I'll do is I'll get back to you if there's any other questions I have, but this is do you mainly do apps, right? You don't do websites.
We do websites and web apps as well. Our forte is mobile applications. That's how we position ourselves. But in fact, as far as technologies are concerned, we pretty much it's everything in-house, and we are fully stacked. So we do websites and web applications as well.
Okay. But you don't do the design, right? What you
do
is the design of websites.
In fact, design for both the mobile application and website are pretty parallel in nature, right? So, in fact, when it comes to development, there could be different technologies, right? For example, with a website, it could be PHP or WordPress, but with a mobile application, it could be React developers or React Native developers working on the application. But when you talk about a design, a designer can design both the mobile applications and the web applications, right? So we do design websites and web apps as well.
Right, and so how much would it be to redesign a website?
Once again, I mean, it comes down to what the website is going to entail. How many pages are we looking at? Are you talking about revamping the Travel Along the Summit website?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty small website. We'd be, again, I don't want to give any numbers off the top of my head, but I think it just has static pages on it that you probably can maintain from the back end yourself. And if that's the case, we're looking at, I think, a few grand. So, like I said, I'd still have to do the numbers and be able to get you some quote. But say probably give and take about $5,000 would be the cost of setting this up at one time, including the design, you know, custom designing each of the pages, developing them, and then deploying them and replacing them with your current website. And I don't know what kind of contract you have with your current company, but we don't charge you on a monthly basis. So, like I mentioned last time as well, we strictly work for hire, and that means you commission the work, we get it done for you, we deploy it for you. And then after that, you know, apart from the admin panel that's going to allow you to manage pretty much anything on the website, if you still need our maintenance just to outsource that work of sorts, then, you know, that's going to be an additional optional fee that you pay on a monthly or a yearly basis for maintenance.
Okay. How much is repeat that last part?
I said, the maintenance is optional. Like, if you want to retain us to maintain the website for you, apart from, you know, the admin panel that you will already have as part of the website, you can still maintain us, but otherwise, you know, the contract for designing and developing the application ends. It's a one-time fee, and it covers for until the deployment. So you're not looking for any kind of financial obligations, recurring financial obligations, after the first contract is paid out for the website or the application. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you have your current website
distribution
signed, right?
What's that?
You have your current website with Fusion Design? I see them on the footer.
Yeah.
The website.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind me asking, I think you pay them on a monthly basis? Or how?
Yep.
What kind of
collaboration? Yeah, on a monthly basis,
have?
Yeah.
Right,
on
so that's
basis.
Exactly
so
what
you're
I'm
saying
trying
that
to appreciate here.
You could replace her cost?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you have like a recurring cost with them, like they charge you on a monthly basis to keep your website up and running, then you wouldn't have to pay that cost with us. Unlike
and
them,
hosting?
We do it on a one-time basis. Hosting is going to come from you, or even if you host it with us, that is, of course, going to be monthly, and that is going to be recurring. But otherwise, the design and development, once again, I mean, I don't know what kind of contract do you have with Fusion, but if they are charging you on a recurring basis just to keep the website, you know, for your website to stay up and running, then we don't do that, right? We build the website for you. The cost that I'm giving you, that's a one-time fee. And then after that, there's two kinds of recurring costs you could be looking at. That, of course, is going to apply with us as well, is the hosting and an optional maintenance in case you would like that, apart from the admin panel that we'll provide you to maintain it yourself.
Okay. So why don't you do this? Can you take a look at the website and then tell me what you think it would cost to redesign it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think it's less than 10 pages, probably about 10 pages on the application. As a booking appointment feature, I guess, as well. I can give you an exact quote, but I think of $5,000 is a good number to keep in mind with such a website. And this includes,
okay,
you know, design, development, and deployment.
Right. And you have how many who do you use for designers?
Who do we use for designers?
Yeah, like who would redesign it? Do you have a design team or something?
Yeah, we have a pretty extensive design team here. The design applications,
okay,
as well. They design web apps as well. All of the applications, in fact, that you see on our portfolio, they've all been designed in-house. So we don't outsource any kind of work. We don't have any kind of partnerships with other companies to get the work done. It's an in-house team for designers, developers, SQA people, and even the, you know, the operational team here.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you will, you know, maybe you can put together like how you would redesign the website, or is that going to be too much work?
I'm so sorry, I didn't get that question. So you want me to put together a scope, or let's say a proposal for redesigning the website for you.
Exactly. And, you know, if you have any ideas of how you could just, how you would think that the first page would look,
mm-hmm,
that would be interesting to see.
Well, that last thing you said, I mean, that, of course, comes after you get on board with us and we formally kick off the project, right? However, I think with this, I mean, even if I put together even a proposal for you, that's just going to entail the pages, because at the end of the day, it is all going to come down upon the execution, and that probably is what you're looking for, right? So you said that you want to see what, you know, how we could redesign the home page. Now that, of course, is going to require man hours from the designers, and that can happen once we have you on board for the website revamp project.
Okay. Well, do you have any other examples of other websites that you've redesigned that you could show, like, before and after, or no?
Well, yeah, definitely. I can send you a couple examples. If you want to look at them, you know, if you want to look at a couple of them right now, I'll just, you know, shoot some at you off the top of my head. Are you at a computer,
great,
by any chance?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You could pull up, let's go with Plum Health.
Spell it.
P-L-U. Mary, Mary. Like a double M.
Yep.
Held.
Spell that word.
Held as in H-E-A-L-T-H. Healthcare. Held.
Oh, Plum Health. Yeah.
Yep. .com.
Okay. Um, show me what it looked like before, or there was no website before?
Well, there was a website. I can you know, I'd have to put it off my archives, but I can use the Wayback Machine online. It's more of a tool to look at the previous version of the website. Let me try and pull that up for you real quick. So the company itself was called Healing Cloud before we, you know, they got on board with us, and it's a full scale, you know, branding revamp that we did for them. Healing Cloud has been in business for about, I think, 7, probably 8 years now, and then they revamped to Plum Hill. I'm just still trying to find one of the versions of the Healing Cloud website.
Right.
In the meantime, if you want to look at a couple more, sorry, let me try and pull this up first. Okay, well, this one just won't pull up at my end. Let me try for the redirection from Healing Cloud to Plum Hill is still active. Oh, well, I'll have to get back to my team and collect the previous archives of you know, the design that that went out before we deployed the new one. So I think
okay.
I'll have to get back to you by email, and
no problem.
Probably by that time I can send you a couple options, a couple websites to look at, both the you know, the before and the after, and that's going to give you some idea on what kind of revamp we can do.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, so let's try to talk next. Next Tuesday, the 27th.
All right, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So I'll send you a calendar invite and more like a Zoom meeting link to the same email. I feel like you don't receive my emails, though. You know, my email tracker says you're not seeing the emails. I hope they're not going to spam or something.
Which address did you send it to?
This should have gone to bevanwee@travellongsummit.com.
Yeah, that's the right one. Hold on a second. And what's your email under?
Mike
Smith?
Smith. Yep. Mike Doc Smith.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to print out this email so I have it. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. So I printed out, send me another invite for Zoom.
For sure. Did you find the last email I sent? Because it still says you
Don't
see. Okay, you did. Okay. All right, perfect. So, Bevan, I think I'll let you go for now. I'll send you a Zoom link along with a couple websites that we have revamped. And I think we'll shoot for next week now. All right?
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
Take your time. I'll let you go.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You as well. Bye.